Good morning, and welcome to Waterful Wednesday. Today, we're talking about an innovative way to make the rain do double duty for you. You may have heard about rain barrels or seen the beautiful cistern at the Gary Halter Nature Center at Lick Creek Park, but do you know about rain gardens? Rain gardens capture rainfall runoff from rooftops, driveways, and lawns, slowing the flow of water before it gets into storm drains. Excessive runoff leads to localized flooding, standing water, and can transport pollutants into our waterways. First, what a rain garden is not. They are not ponds, water gardens, or mosquito breeding grounds. They are a great tool for stormwater management and an innovative and downright beautiful strategy to capture rainwater. In the home landscape, rain gardens can be a solution to standing water that creates problems in low spots, such as the fence line between properties. In the commercial landscape, rain gardens can be larger and incorporated into the overall landscape while providing needed stormwater management. A rain garden will be located downslope from where the runoff is occurring, will have a slight depression, and buffers on both sides. It will incorporate a variety of plants, especially ones that can tolerate being wet. Ideally, the plants have deep root systems because this will help to absorb the water quickly. This is where native plants will thrive because they're adapted to climate and soil type, and plants with deep roots create channels to help water penetrate through the soil. Additionally, native plants can provide nectar and serve as host plants for butterflies and hummingbirds. Let's see, we're preventing pollution, helping to grow pollinators, and feeding hummingbirds? Oh, I like this. To learn more about rain gardens, there's some great information online at Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, and our own Brazos County Master Gardeners are a great resource on this as well. Properly designed and maintained rain gardens are visually stunning, so because this is all audio, I highly recommend searching online for pretty pictures of rain gardens. Tune in next week for more ways to level up and be a water geek. If you like this episode, search for the recording on the KAMU website and share it with a friend.